And more from Ambridge just after 7 o'clock this evening. The afternoon play is next.
It is an outrage that the word should leave their lips. An outrage.
Some of this activity, let's be clear, is criminal.
The problem is everywhere. It's just easier in some places.
Original insights and topical investigations on BBC Radio 4.
There was a kind of condoning of the situation which I was deeply uncomfortable with.
I've seen The Godfather. This is the closest thing in real life.
That misguided click of the mouse has potentially just cost someone in a lot of debt, even more money they don't have.
The Report returns to Radio 4 next Thursday night at 8 o'clock.
And so now the play. When successful young businesswoman Toni Zebarini loses her big job in the city, she finds herself back where she started, living above the family's Italian delicatessen in Brighton. Eleanor Bron and Sherry Lungi star in our play this afternoon, which promises a tasty treat or two along the way.
There, you see? It's wafer thin. A good Parma ham should almost float down from the blade and lie succulently
Like a beautiful girl with sleepy eyes.
Well, yes, Mr. Kriakov. That's one way of putting it.
Another slice, perhaps?
Yeah, another slice.
Oh, the colour of it. It's like polished mahogany. And the smell. There's nothing like it.
Wrap it over a ripe slice of melon. And then, using a sharp knife, cut through both the melon and the ham. And let the saltiness of the ham and the sweetness of the melon linger in your mouth. Or you can eat it with artichokes in oil.
Oh, no one talks about food like you do, Mrs. Zebarini. No one.
Ciao Bella by Jerome Vincent.
I'm really grateful you agreed to tell me your story, Signora.
Ah, everyone they call me Nonna. You know this. You are like son to me, Nino.
Thank you. I'll just take notes. Sometimes I record people.
No machines.
No problem. No. I'll write my notes up for my students.
You and Antonietta, little Tony. When you were teenagers, you were sweethearts. She and you are meant to be together. I know this. My nonna was the matchmaker in my village. I am like her. I know when a man and a woman...
No, please, don't talk about Tony, please.
She back here in Brighton now. No job, no money. She need a man now.
Can we just talk?
You and Tony, you belong together. I say this when you were 15. I say this now you are... How old are you now?
33.
And so bald. Madonna mia. Your father have such good hair, like a horse.
Baldness comes through the maternal line.
Always the mama to blame. Always. Now, I talk, yes?
Thank you.
I never like him. I never like Carlo. But Teresa, my daughter, she choose him. And what are you going to do, eh? Your daughter, she marry a scemo, a chocho, an idiot. What are you going to do? Shoot him? Maybe I should have shoot him. Like my mama, she shoot the German officer in 1943. Between the eyes. Pa! She said to me, the rifle still in her hand. She said, grazia. Never let no man rule you. Never. Ta! Between the eyes.
Mum, why is the shop open?
Well, your father would have opened, honey.
But the funeral is at 2.
Business is business, isn't it, Mr. Kriakov?
Oh, yes, that's what your father always said. Oh, business is business, yeah. Oh, your cousin Imakalata, she's rehearsing in the warehouse again, and she sings so wonderfully. And she's a fine woman, too. Oh, very fine indeed. And that Giorgio, he plays his guitar with such longing.
He longs to be in a rock band.
You know, I dream of Imakalata.
Oh, be careful what you wish for.
Oh, I am, Mrs. Zebarini, I am.
It's not right. We shouldn't be open. Where is Nonna?
At home. And don't get righteous with me, young lady. Not now you need us all of a sudden.
I shouldn't have come back here as a madhouse.
Well, that's what keeps the customers coming back for more, Tony.
Oh, doesn't she look like Sophia Loren when she laughs like that, Tony? It's an amazing woman, your mother. Amazing.
Mr. Kiriakov, my mother is more Cruella de Vil than Sophia Loren, I'm afraid.
Hey, Tony, now, I know that you're upset.
I have a right to be upset. Yeah,
I know that, but your father, dear Carlo, he always say that whether we're happy or sad, we need to eat, and the way that we eat, it makes us either happy or sad.
He was full of such trite wisdom, was Carlo.
And always paid the rent on time. Always. And let me tell you, Mrs. Zebarini, Teresa, when we meet to negotiate the lease on this building later this month, I can promise you keen terms.
Well, we shall meet at the end of the month, then.
I look forward to it.
Mm-hmm.
He always said business was business, but this is ridiculous.
Emilio, Monique, are those tights that you're wearing?
Black ones, for the funeral.
My. Well, I have another appointment. Give my regards to Immacolata, please. Goodbye.
He's homophobic.
You are not wearing that outfit to the funeral, Emilio.
At least he cared enough for Dad to dress up. Emilio is the son Dad always wanted.
Tony, don't say that.
It's true. Before I was born, he made a big thing about calling this place Zebarini and Son. Then I came along. You should have adopted Emilio when he came to live with us, Mum.
You're sweet.
Dad would have done it.
Be quiet. You're talking nonsense.
Can't believe you actually opened the shop. I'm going to see Nonna. She's the only sane person in this family.
It was a very hot day. I was small, 13, I think, 1943. Yes, 13. And the Germans were running from the Americans. And Mama was hiding our food. She dig a hole and buried the food because the Germans, they were taking everything. And then I heard her singing while she dig. She sang the partisan song, Bella Ciao. She started softly and then as she dig, as she break the hard, dry soil, she sing louder and louder. And I say to her,
Mamma, sta zitta, sta zitta, i tedeschi, i tedeschi.
Ciao, bella, ciao, 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 oh partigiano.
But she sing proud and strong. And then the German officer was there like an angel, tall, blonde, good looking. And he smiled at my mamma. She stopped. She looked at him.
I'm going up to the flat to make sure he's ready for Tony.
She loves you really, you know.
What?
It's hard for Tony. Everything's happened all at once. The redundancy and then her dad's death.
Oh, I just hope she's nothing like her father. If she is, then she won't recover. He couldn't cope with any kind of misfortune.
I think her coming back here might be good for the deli.
Why?
Her business skills, my imagination and flair for design. We could transform Zebarini and Son into something really fab.
Ah, that's if I renew the lease.
Oh, you wouldn't close the deli down.
Why should I stay here? Why smell of salame every night? Why find Parmesan shavings in the hems of my skirts, the cuffs of my blouses? Why be a slave to opening and closing this place every single day of the year except Christmas? And you can never go away at Christmas. And the stupid customers complaining that the brazzola is cut too thick or the mortadella is cut too thin. And oh, tell me, what is provolone piccante like? Yuck. I'm sick of it.
He says something, the German. And he look at the old mama she dig. And she know he wants the food. And he look at her. And she know he want her too. My mama, she was a beautiful woman. He reach out. But she, like a flash, pick up Papa's hunting rifle and he fall. We stand there. she sings. And I learn, Nino, you never give in, eh? You understand? Never give in. Do what feel right in your heart.
Per la libertà.
What will you do now? With the shop, I mean.
I don't know. Teresa, she lose heart. She can't fight anymore. Maybe she should give it up. Sell it to your father. He want it, so maybe she should sell it. Do something different. You have to have heart to fight. Your heart and soul.
Nonna!
It's Tony.
Nonna!
I better go. Thank you, yeah, Nonna.
Yeah, yeah, go by the back door.
Thank you. Thank you.
Nonna, what are you doing sitting here all alone?
Oh, I pray to Santa Rita for lost causes.
Will that help me?
Not for you, for your mother.
Mum is complicated.
She need a new man.
Let's get through the funeral first, shall we?
Salvatore Iaquinta, he like her.
Not him. He's oily, he's creepy.
He's rich.
That's so shallow, Nonna.
Your father, well, he was not a businessman. Salvatore, he know what he want, and he get it. Pa!
And, yeah, that cheese. What's that cheese there?
Provolone al Riccio.
Looks nice.
It is nice. Goes great with mortadella in a sandwich.
OK, I'll take some.
Emilio, close up the shop at 12 noon sharp.
Sure.
Do you have pasta?
Pasta? In an Italian deli? Do me a favour.
Sorry?
There is a wall of pasta behind you, madame. Spaghetti, spaghettini, linguini, bucatini, taglioni, tagliatelle, pappardelle, capelli d'angelo, orecchiette, rigatoni.
I think she gets the point.
I didn't see it. Lucky that Marco Polo went to China and discovered noodles, wasn't it? Or the Italians wouldn't have anything to eat.
Get out!
What?
Get out! Get out! Marco Polo didn't discover pasta. The Italians discovered pasta. Marco Polo is a big fat liar. Now get out! Now!
Well, I never!
Out! What?
Great customer service, Auntie.
Don't lecture me. You close this place up at 12 noon sharp. Understand? I'm going home.
Salvatore, how many cafes, Teresa?
18.
18? And your shop is maybe his 19th cafe. You're in a good place.
Oh, there's a Costa up the road, and a Starbucks three streets away, and Carluccio's...
Just zanzare. Insects. He squashed them with his money, his piles of money.
He couldn't wait for Carlo to die.
Nor could you.
Oh, mamma, that's horrible.
I speak the truth. You already go out with him. Carlo go to the Undertaker. You go to cocktail bar with Salvatore.
It was a discreet cocktail bar. I had a Campari and soda. I haven't had a Campari and soda since...
Sorrento.
Yeah, Sorrento. When Carlo was, well, when he was well and still optimistic.
Some men, they break and nothing can mend them.
Oh, I'd love to go back to Sorrento.
Salvatore will take you, and in style.
Yeah, but can I really give up the deli? It's been good to us.
It could have been much better. Now, your heart is not in it. I can see this. You need to change. Leave the past behind.
Do you really mean that, Mama? Oh, I don't know. I don't know what to feel. Oh, I miss Carlo so much, Mama. I really do. But it was hard to be with them at the end. He got sick and he dealt with it so badly. I was horrible to him, Mama. I was horrible.
Amore, amore, tesoro. Baby, dai. Piangiamo insieme.
I can't believe I'm living back here above the deli again.
How old were you when your parents bought the house?
6, I think.
That's when you went to that Ponzi school.
The best salami could buy. My education was paid for by huge markups on the Pecorino Romano.
Great on spaghetti amatriciana.
And the obscene markups on marinated peppers with cream cheese stuffed into them by my mum early each morning.
Perfect on little dry crackers.
And Immacolata's singing, always singing. Mum got her over from Benevento so she could be a star in England. You'll play the talk of the town, she said. You'll be on Sunday night at the London Palladium.
Pity she's got such a volcanic temper.
But what a voice.
Yes.
Oh, here she goes. Poor Giorgio. Now I know I'm home.
Home to a new life.
I don't know about that. I can't believe I'm going to Dad's funeral. It's not sunk in.
I know this isn't the time, but, Tony, I've got a plan. You and me, we can make this place so much better.
Oh, Emilio, I don't
know. It's either that or Salvatore Iaquinta takes it.
No. No, not him.
He'll be at the church.
Stop me spitting on his shoes.
His son's nice.
Nino? Is he still in Brighton?
Teaches at the university.
No.
Yes, and he's cute. Bold, but cute. He still asks about you, you know.
Don't complicate my life even further, Emilio, please.
I never imagined that the very first funeral I would have to conduct would be that of my uncle Carlo, who encouraged me when I was a teenager to follow my heart.
Oh, here comes the American sob story.
Mum, Fiorello loved Dad. Be quiet.
I was unsure about my vocation. But Uncle Carlo said to my mother in New York, send the boy to England so he can decide. And I came, and I began my life in the ministry. I was thrilled to be sent to this parish to start my life as a priest. And then he became ill and died. But none of us know what God has planned for us. Let us think of Carlo as we hear Ave Maria, sung by Cousin Immaculata.
Ave Maria.
There's Salvatore. Mum, please, not now.
He's not so bad. And Nino is with him. You should talk to Nino, he's nice.
I'm not talking to the son while you're swooning over the father.
Me swoon? Never. Is all the food in the hall?
Emilio and I made sure. Now, perhaps, for a second, you might think about the life you had with my father.
For a second. Lo Caldo Matucci game. Oh, I can get a better discount on the olive oil if I make eyes at him.
Mum! It's a good crowd.
Where there's good food, there's always a crowd. That's what I always told your dad.
And did he listen to you?
Not often. He thought I was trying to be a, I don't know, like you, a big shot entrepreneur.
I bet he never used that actual word.
No, but Tony, there's so much we can do with that deli, you know. It's in a brilliant location and people love the real thing, real Italian food.
Mum hates the shop. I don't think she's going to stay put now that Dad is gone.
We need to talk seriously about this, Tony. You can't let your mum give up everything your dad built.
What did he build exactly, Amelia? Eh? The place is getting stale. It needs a lot of work. Mum might pack up and go off to Sorrento with Salvatore Iaquinta. Did you ever think of that?
So stop her.
He makes my flesh crawl.
Oh, yes, the thought of Salvatore crawling over your mother like some Gucci lizard. Oh, horrible.
Emilio, you've put me off my salami.
Aldo. I'm so, so grateful you came.
May I say from my heart, my deepest soul, that your husband was a fine man who was honest and very fine and...
Thank you, Aldo.
And Signor Nonna Grazia, oh, you have such dignity. You are brave for your daughter at this terrible time.
What is he talking about?
Mama, be polite to Aldo.
Is there anything I can do at this dark moment of...
Why is he rubbing his hands like that?
Aldo, an extra couple of percent of the olive oil would help us at this dark terrible time.
Yes, I shall see if this is possible. Mrs. Zeberini. Oh, may I call you Teresa?
Matucci, your wig is crooked.
Oh, you can't hear here.
Move along, Matucci, before you leave a puddle.
Ali mortacci tuo.
Salvatore, you look like a prince.
Mamma, please.
I go check the ricotta. It must be fresh.
Emilio, Emilio, vieni qua.
May I offer my sincere condolences?
Oh, you already did that. Very elegantly before you ordered my Campari and soda the other night.
The Campari matched your dress.
And the soda?
Matched your effervescent, almost girlish mood.
Not very dignified for a newly minted widow.
Oh, you look good in black.
Carlo often said so.
Carlo had good taste in women.
Yeah, I'll give him that.
He was a good man.
But
he was not so good at business. And with that property, could be made to yield more revenue. He should have bought the place when he had the chance. Or leasing is a waste.
Making money isn't everything, Sal.
Well, it isn't.
There's good food.
Good food costs money. The English don't want to pay good money. You try too hard. It's not profitable.
Maybe not, but you add something extra to the food. You know, something only Italians have, and they'll pay, no?
Perhaps you and I should combine our talents to...
To what?
Further the cause of pleasure. My cafes and your culinary skills.
Ah, so this is just business?
Oh, no. Most definitely not. I have admired you from afar for years, Teresa, and you know that.
No, I didn't know that.
Hey, don't play with me, Teresa. I could see your eyes lock onto me whenever we encountered each other at functions, at weddings and baptisms, at funerals too. Your husband would weep and pry and feel sorry for himself, but I could see that you were embarrassed by him. You stuck by Carlo, and you suffered his whims and mistakes and failures, but you merely suffered him, Teresa, and please don't pretend that it was otherwise.
You are sure of yourself, aren't you?
Yeah, well, I have to be. I shall take you to dinner tomorrow, and we shall talk.
What have I got to lose?
Well, nothing, but your past, perhaps, your disappointments, that gnawing sense that you never got what you deserve.
You're a cruel man, Salvatore.
Oh, I love this song.
I will dine with you tomorrow. Book a fine restaurant.
Or for you, the finest. A domani.
A domani.
Tony, she's here!
Tony.
Nonna, please.
Tony,
you're looking good, Nino.
Bald, but he has a kind face.
Nonna, please, go and torment someone else, will you?
Remember, passate il santo, passata la festa.
What did she say?
Something about taking your opportunities when they present themselves.
Oh, what could she mean?
Who knows what she means.
It's good to see you again, Tony.
You don't have to be all sensitive and avoid the subject everyone's talking about.
I don't know what you mean.
About the fact that I'm home with my tail between my legs, the big shot businesswoman who doesn't have a business.
Yeah, money isn't everything, Tony.
You tell your dad that?
Frequently. He's from another universe.
Planet Profit. I could learn a thing or two from him. 18 cafes, all generating cash like...
Like Mount Etna on a bad day. That kind of business buries you, strips you bare, takes your soul.
Which is why you have nothing to do with it.
Exactly.
Listen, Nino, your dad and my mum...
No, I don't want to talk about
it. We need to. Your father is all over my mother, and I don't think it's because she's a fine-looking woman.
They say you should always look at the mother if you want to know how the girl will turn out.
I like the way you said that, Nino.
I didn't mean...
Seriously, it has to be stopped.
Well, how can it be stopped?
He's after our lease.
Your lease?
The lease on the deli and the building.
You always hated the deli.
I always did, but...
Now you're unemployed.
Emilio has ideas, but...
But my father wants it.
And he'll strip it out and make it into one of his bland, anonymous cafes to sell his bland blend of...
No, you're right. You'll do just that. I wish I could stop him, but I can't. No one can. My mother tried all her life. And she died and he hardly even blinked.
I know. I'm sorry.
She got back at him by leaving me a chunk of money she'd secretly saved over the years.
Good for her.
Nearly 100,000.
Amazing.
I can't touch it. It doesn't feel right.
So it's just...
sitting there. If I touched it, it would be like... spending all her hopes and desires. All her love for me.
Money isn't like that, Nino.
It's not money to me. It's like her tears and her sweat and her disappointment with my father.
Oh, Nino, that's so sweet. Oh, come here, I just have to hug you. We need to talk about the shop now.
We need to eat.
You showed no interest in the shop while you were being superwoman, and now you've discovered you can't have it all. You want, well, something you don't even understand.
It's a business.
It's a deli.
First we eat. You eat, then you make money. You don't make money without eating.
Oh, it's too late for pasta. It's almost midnight. Well,
that's the best time to have pasta.
It helps you sleep.
Pasta helps you sleep.
And fine. Aglio e peperoncino. It's like the partisans. They ambush the Tedeschi.
It's the ultimate fast food.
Plenty of good olive oil, extra vergine.
Lots of garlic, fresh garlic, finely cut. See? Like this.
You don't have to do a Nigella to change the subject.
Nigella? Oh, lips and no flavour.
I'm not changing the subject. The subject is food.
People love our deli.
People might, I don't.
Then, Teresa, put in the garlic, in the oil. Let the garlic fry, but not too much, eh? Not too much, or it tastes like the bag of the putana.
The what?
The horse handbag. Apparently, horse handbags taste of burnt garlic.
Never use cheap oil. You hear me? It gives you acida, indigestion.
Listen, we need to make some decisions.
Decisions after pasta.
The shop's mine now.
Emilio has some ideas.
Oh, Emilio is a boy.
Finocchio.
Nonna, he's your great-nephew.
And we never knew who his father was. Miseria, nero.
Yeah, Emilio was a nice boy.
He's got good ideas.
Oh, the supermarkets sell everything we sell.
Shrink wrap and flavourless. There's nothing like Parma ham in wax paper. We could go more, I don't know, rustic. Sawdust on the floor, Parma hams hanging from the ceiling, clusters of whole salami.
And live like peasants. We come to this country not to live like peasants.
But it's what the English expect. They come back from Tuscany and love...
Toscana is not Italy. And girl, you are English.
On my passport, but I'm not one thing or another.
Now, look, the garlic is nice and golden. Oh, smell that lovely oil and garlic. So, now we add finely chopped anchovy.
Oh, spaghetti's almost done, isn't it?
It's erased now.
Yeah, now it's critical. Now, the anchovies have to be sott'olio. Just out of a tin or a jar. Oh, good.
Now the peperoncino. You want to be awake or an idiot, eh?
What?
No, don't put too much peperoncino or your brains they boil. Don't be all pinchy-pinchy like the master chief.
Master chef, Nonna. Pinchy-pinchy, what's that?
Oh, too many this, too much that. The recipe too complicated. Keep it simple. There. And then the peperoncino goes in. That'll give it a kick, but not too much. Don't you know the story about Zio Umberto?
Nonna, let's be serious.
Zio Umberto, he put too much peperoncino in the spaghetti aglio olio and he fried his bread. He was a chucho. From that day on,
that's not true.
He was a chucho. Turn off the gas. Don't let it cook too much. Good.
The pasta is ready. Now, never overcook pasta. If you overcook pasta, you are not an Italian.
A spoon of the water from the pasta goes into the oil.
And drain the pasta.
Promise me this, Mum, that you don't see Salvatore till we've had a proper talk about the deli.
Now, then, you throw the pasta into the frying pan. Toss it. Then, throw it onto a big white plate.
Mum, will you promise me?
Pecorino Romano on top.
Adato Parmigiano.
Huh? Eat it. Eat now or it turn into polenta.
Mum, don't talk to Salvatore yet.
Mangia!
Eat.
That's incredible.
How long it takes to make? Less time than an argument. It's a real fast food. Mm-hmm. It make all good. The world is a better place, no? E buono, eh?
Buonissimo.
Grazie.
Have the veal.
Oh, they do veal here.
Don't often see veal on a menu these days.
Well, they do it especially for me. On the quiet.
So you're having the veal?
No, I want you to have it.
What are you having?
An egg.
An egg?
One egg boiled.
Well, in a place like this? How much are they going to charge you for one egg?
Well, they don't charge, they do as I say. I own it.
Ah. Okay, I'll have the veal.
Vitello tonnato for the lady.
Si, signoria Quinter.
So, why just one egg?
Calorie restriction.
Oh.
I follow the advice of Alvise Luigi Conaro. In 1558, he was the first to write about how to live a longer life. Less food, more life. He lived to be 98, which, in the Renaissance, it was an amazing feat.
Wow, with all those Medici's and Borgias around, I suppose it was. Hmm.
Tell me about what you do with ricotta.
Sorry?
Talk to me about food.
You want me to talk to you about food?
Mm. In succulent detail.
Is this your version of talking dirty?
Yes.
Okay.
Mm.
Fresh ricotta has a sweet, rustic smell.
Oh, it does, you're right.
Now, I like to cut a big slice of fresh Italian bread.
Warm from the oven.
Mm-hmm. And take a slice of coppa.
The prince of cured meats.
Place it on the bread and use my fingers to place the ricotta on top of it.
You have such elegant fingers.
Then I fold the bread and the ricotta strains to escape. But I put it in my mouth. And the saltiness of the meat and the sweetness of the cheese makes me take a mouthful that's a little too big for my own good.
Marry me, Teresa. I want your shop.
I'm sorry if you feel out of place. I mean a priest in a gay bar in Brighton.
I'm not the only one in here.
You're kidding.
I'm not saying anything.
Thought I'd find you in here. Hello. Nice to see you.
I'm getting to know my parish.
Right. Hey, Amelia, we need to talk.
Go ahead. I'll just get a mineral water from that boy at the bar. Don't leave me, though, Amelia.
I won't.
Nice man.
Yeah. Mum's out with Salvatore.
They'll take the deli for sure. Picture it, Tony. All your dad's hard work, his sweat, his tears.
His rows with my mum.
Those two. All gone. Replaced by Muzak, baristas who couldn't make tea from a tea bag. Thin espresso.
You're right. We can't let it happen.
Together, we could make the deli so much better. I want to change the name and make it more appealing.
What name would you use?
Ciao Bella.
Ciao Bella. Yeah, I like it. It's snappy, it's young, it's obvious. We could have a chain of shops.
Steady on. We don't have the money for the lease. And your mum's not interested anymore.
You leave the money and my mother to me.
Ah, you're still up. Just reading. Have a nice evening?
Yeah, very nice.
Was she impressed with the Maserati?
Teresa isn't the kind of woman who's impressed by baubles.
She won't marry you.
What do you know about women? How many girlfriends have you had? Too busy reading books.
You know nothing about me, Dad.
No, I don't want to know either. You're wasting your life teaching whatever it is.
Cultural studies.
Yeah. When I marry Teresa, you'll have to move out.
And when I marry Tony, I will.
No. You stay away from her.
Why? She's a wonderful girl. She's gorgeous, like her mother. I bet she even cooks as well as her mother.
Not impossible.
I wouldn't mind living above a deli. All the salami and coppa and mortadella I could ever want.
You stay away from her. You stay away from Antonietta. Do you hear me?
Oh. Talk of the devil.
We need to talk.
Now?
Now.
I love it here. The shop, the flats above it,
This little warehouse with all the pasta stacked high and the drums of oil. What's in here?
Chickpeas. I used to pack them when I was a child.
And the hams. It's amazing how they last so long, just hanging like that. And the cheese.
Ricotta, provolone dolce and picante, parmesan.
You used to grate it into tubs to sell.
Dad would pay me 2 wine gums a pound.
Slave labour. Oh,
I'd get a cornetto if I managed to get through the rind, too.
Because the English wouldn't know the difference, he told me.
He was a crook at heart, but a gentle one.
Hmm. I liked your dad a lot.
Yeah, he was flawed, but...
Still your dad, right? All fathers are flawed. I saw him the day before he died. He talked to me about his childhood for my research project. I recorded it.
You did?
You want to hear it?
I don't know if I'm ready, Nino. You used to come into the shop when you were a kid with your mum. She loved it in here, didn't she?
She did. It reminded her of the streets in Naples where she grew up.
Would you let your dad take those memories away?
No. No, he can't.
We could turn the deli into something special, like the shops in those streets in Naples.
Do you need money?
Oh, if I could rewind back to when I was leaving school, I might have stayed and worked to make this business grow, but I hated it, and I went to London.
You did well.
Oh, not well enough.
Tony, how about...
What, Nino?
If I was to give you the money you needed.
No, I couldn't. I hope you didn't think I was angry.
No, I want to give it to you.
Invest it.
That's a better word, yes. Invest it in the deli. My mother would be happy if I did that. Now, I don't want a Ferrari or a Maserati like my father. I just want...
What do you want, Nina?
To do something worthwhile. Something real.
Teresa, café.
Emilio is acting strange today.
Oh, he was born strange.
He's whispering to Tony.
Salvatore wants Delise. You decide what you want to do?
Oh, Sal says he wants me too.
You, he can have.
Oh, grazie.
And you and Delise are two different things. Does he want you more?
I don't know.
My nonna, she say the art is a purse. Either it is full of money or it is full of love. You decide what you want most.
There's something about Salvatore that fascinates me, but it repels me too.
If he touch you, do you shiver?
Oh, I do. I do.
Is it fear or pleasure?
Both.
Then you have a problem.
Good morning,
Mr. Kiriakov.
Ah, Immacolata is singing again. Let me listen. Just let me listen for a moment.
You want to go through there and watch?
Oh, no. This is good enough for me. Oh, what a voice.
Mr. K, we'd like to renew the lease.
Oh, such grace and melody, and she's not attached?
No, she shouts too much. We'd like to renew the lease. We have the money.
Ah, well... I have to put the rent up, you understand?
We understand.
A little. That's just business.
Business is business.
And the arrangement I had with your father still stands?
The arrangement?
Mr. K has a slate and...
We wipe it clean.
Every month.
Deal.
And I get to take Immacolata out to dinner?
Do we have to pay?
Oh, thank you. What a lovely idea.
Oh, right. Deal?
Deal.
I could hug you.
Me too.
Yeah, well, her I'll hug.
Thank you, Mr. Kiriakov.
Dad, I've made a decision.
Oh, at last. I thought you were looking pale. I thought it was constipation.
Mother's money.
Your money.
My money.
Going on a cruise, buying a library. What are you going to do with it?
I've renewed the lease on the Tepperini Deli and I'm going into business with Tony and Emilio.
You idiot! Ah, you shame-o!
You take the cantuccini and you dip it into the vin santo and then you bite and then you sip, bite and sip. Simple.
Right, and sip.
Lovely.
We can have tastings and free samples and expand the range. Get ourselves in the local papers, on TV. Do a cookbook.
Cookbook?
Yeah. Nonna Grazia's recipes told the Nonna Grazia way.
Oh. Don't you burn the garlic or it tastes like a war's arm.
Oh, you're not me. All the time, Nonna.
Where's your mother?
Hello, Salvatore.
Where's your mother?
Upstairs. It's a done deal. There's no going back. You always said that Nino should do something big, something positive. And this is it. Ciao Bella will be his business just as much as ours.
Is that what you're going to call it?
Cute, isn't it?
It'll last a week. Teresa.
Sal. What do you want more? Me or the lease?
Hey, there's no contest, but...
Prove it.
What?
Come here.
Oh, you smell of coffee and...
Baci. A nice smooth chocolate with hazelnut praline. And a cute little message inside. Want to know what it said?
What did it say?
There's no lease on the soul. It always seeks freedom. Kiss me.
I can see it, Tony. A gentle, easy place that celebrates slow flavours and slow living. A place where people can reconnect with what makes us human.
But we'll still sell Parma ham, right?
Yeah, of course. I mean, I'm just so excited. I'm like a kid again.
Don't give up the day job yet.
And it reminds me. I brought you that interview I did with your dad. I put it on my phone.
Oh. I don't know if I want to hear it.
Well, it's up to you.
No, play it.
You sure?
I'm sure.
Okay.
It's on. You can talk.
Just did what? Into that?
In this. It's easy. Just talk.
Memories. Memories, eh? My father's big, strong hands. I remember them. We spent years in the brick factory. The Bletchley, you know, up by Bedford. London Brick was full of Italians in the 50s. Papa came home covered in brick dust. He'd sit and cut a peach into his wine and sip it and say to me, Carlo, I make the brick, but you make the money in England. You take my bricks and you turn them into gold. You hear me? And I did that. Maybe not as much gold as I'd want, or as much as Teresa wanted. But I sent Tony to a good school, and she make the gold now. Those bricks are beneath us. Right now, we stand on them, and we are proud of those bricks. Papa's bricks. We're proud of what we did in this country.
Thank you, Nino. Thank you.
Don't cry. No. Come here.
You're a good man, Nino. Thank you.
Make the right decision. Maybe I think the shop is finished, but now I know all it needs is young people, fresh blood. So now we eat and celebrate. You're a good girl, Tony. And Teresa, you're a good girl too. Together we make Ciao Bella something special, eh? Together we shoot them right between the eyes. To Ciao Bella.
Ciao Bella.
No.
In Ciao Bella by Jerome Vincent, Nonna was Eleanor Braun, Teresa, Sherry Lunghi, Salvatore, Richard Attlee, Tony, Alison Pettit, Nino, Gunnar Cawthrey, Emilio, Adrian Grove, Carlo, John Evitz, and Immacolata, Rita Ullo. Other parts were played by members of the cast. The guitarist was Paolo Vanoncini. Ciao Bella was a peer production for BBC Radio 4, directed by David Blount.
Oh, bravo, così. Why don't you play like that when I'm singing, eh?
And if that's left you feeling hungry, the recipe for Nonna Grazia's garlic chili pasta is on the Radio 4 website at the moment, bbc.co.uk/Radio 4. The news is next, and then Gardener's Question Time comes from the world's largest greenhouse.